Hello and welcome to the Higher View Podcast, the podcast dedicated to the creative, the outside thinker, and the believer who are seeking community and healthy views on worldly topics. I am here with my better half, co-host, and wife and partner in life, Alexis.
What's up?
We have to add some audience eventually
you. We gotta have some hype.
We gotta visualize the audience. We're just sitting on a stage right now. There's lights coming at us.
And I was like, yes!
Yeah, she's finally here.
Woo!
Finally, Alexis, we've been waiting for this whole time.
No. Oh my goodness.
But welcome to the podcast, guys. If this is your first time to the show, we just want to welcome you. And if this is your first time watching, we just want to invite everybody to subscribe, follow, rate, do anything that you can do. If you're watching or listening, that would greatly, greatly help us. If you rate us on any platform that you're listening to, that bumps us up to the top and lets more people see us.
Yeah.
So we would greatly, greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, more people can hear it.
Yeah. And
bless more people.
After that introduction, getting that out of the way, how are you doing today? It's been a week, man.
Yeah, it has. It really, really has.
You've had the luxury of staying home and not working the whole week. I'm sure every single school teacher
honestly
can relate to that.
Wow. Like, it couldn't be any more perfect timing for me, because I don't know if you heard, the last episode, we talked about how it was like stuffy and all this stuff. Well, still going through it. So I kind of diagnosed myself. I think it was a sinus infection. Still going through it, like I said. So definitely the weather has been a blessing to me, because I'm not having to go to school, not having to go to work and stuff. I can just relax.
Yeah. You've been blowing out.
Nobody needs to know that.
It's some stuff. You've been blowing out some stuff for a while, like 2 weeks. So it's been a pretty brutal week. I just had, like, I remember on the previous episode, I mentioned getting my wisdom teeth out. So this is my week of recovery, and I still have empty sockets in my mouth. Pretty gross looking. So, you know,
chilling,
big holes in my mouth. So it's kind of weird to adjust to eating differently and going through pain. It's not fun. It's really, really not. I hate that we have to do this, and I hate that I had to do it, but, you know, it is what it is at this point.
Hey,
I gotta go through it. I can't take it back. I wish I could, but I can't. It sucks. I really, really don't like this at all.
I really hope I don't have to go through that.
For real. But if you're not listening in the United States or even in Texas, just to let you know about the weather, we've had an extreme ice storm this whole week, and it's made everybody shut down, schools, work. Like, I haven't been at work in the whole week. I wouldn't have been at work either way because of my wisdom teeth, but everybody in the office has been gone. All schools have been shut down. I'm sure all school teachers are chilling this week. You're chilling this week. Nobody's having work, but you're still getting paid, which is pretty awesome.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm sure they would.
They're still going through some like payroll stuff.
Yeah.
So, well, but I'm sure that'd be really cool. I mean, if it does go through, that'd be nice.
Yeah. But it's been a crazy week trying to get through that, and it's been a little weird adjusting to working from home, because I'm used to working off like two big screen monitors and then my computer monitor. So I have like three monitors to work on, and now that even is a stretch for how much work that I do.
Yeah.
So now I'm working on my laptop screen.
Just your one screen.
It's been a challenge to get that adjusted and do all my work and get everything done.
So it seemed like it was, you know, good timing for you too with this weather and stuff.
It honestly was perfect timing.
But I am ready for some sunshine, and thank goodness there was some sunshine today. So I was able to get some sun. And whenever you are going through sickness or whatever you're going through, sun is very important for you. So the fact that there wasn't any sun was really hard.
Yeah. I feel like I haven't seen the sun in a while. I mean, working inside as well and the weather. So yeah, the sun finally came out today and started melting everything. Also, we changed our air filter, so I'm sure that's going to help you too.
Yeah.
So
yeah, y'all need to change your air filter out there. Yeah, for reals.
That's a reminder. you need to change your air filter every 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah. It gets disgusting, dude. It gets bad. But yeah, I know in this season, I am in a season of juggling a lot of things, it seems like.
Yeah.
It seems like, I mean, and it's not necessarily so much that I can't do. It's just that I haven't put the time to manage it yet. Like we were talking about yesterday, I think, you know, we were talking about like, you know, just kind of like checking in. I just feel like there's a lot of things that I need to actually start managing, because if I don't start managing these things, then it's going to keep me stressed out. And I have been feeling a little stressed out, not managing them. So, you know, like your business, which your hands are in it mostly, but it's still something that we both manage, the podcast, work. And then I'm about to be starting my other business here soon. I'm actually just studying for that right now. I'm in a season of like catching up with where I was at. So I really want to sit down, and I'm probably going to do it tomorrow, Saturday, because it's kind of like a free day that I have. I'm really just going to sit down, put everything down that I want to accomplish, that I want to do, and really just plan out a whole month, because I want to be able to go into a day or go into a week and understand in my head, like, this is for this day, this day, this day, and this day, instead of going through a day and being like, okay, I still have to do all of these things. There's still all of these things that I want to do. So when am I going to be able to do it? And can I work around like working out and coming home and doing it? Or can I work around like doing dinner and doing it? So writing it down is really, really going to help. And I know we talked about in a previous episode, you manage your motions, like movement motions, you manage your emotions.
Yeah.
And I know that's really, really going to come into play when I start scheduling things. It's because it's true. You know, I need to start managing my emotions by managing my motions.
Yeah. That's literally key right there, I feel like, because I mean, I feel like that throughout my days too. I think it would help a lot planning for a whole week or planning for a whole month, like looking down, looking at your planner and writing down your goals and writing down all these things. And I say that, I say I'm going to do that, and I actually really need to do it. I plan like day to day. But I totally get what that feels like. Like you go into your day and it's all scrambled in your mind and you're just like, what do you know, all these things I got to do today. So I have to write down what my day looks like. I just have to. I have to write down the things I want to do so I can check them off and all those things. And even today I woke up and I had all these things in my mind and I was like, I can't even go on with my morning peacefully until I write this down. So if I were to write it down the night before, maybe, or you know, it works for differently for everybody.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like the idea, like you said, look at your month and write down the month, but maybe the night before you're looking at, okay, what is my next day look like? Or something. And that way, when you wake up, you're kind of like prepared for it in a way, instead of waking up like, oh, what is on my list? Like, what do I have today? Instead, you can wake up peacefully, go on with your morning. You already know what you need to do when you wake up, and then you move on to your next things.
I just feel like we've tried like the day to day thing, like scheduling every single day, like planning out what you're going to do the next day, the night before. And I don't know, maybe I just didn't do it long enough and I didn't put the consistency behind it. But I just don't really feel like that's for me. I think I'm going to try out the whole month thing. Have like a week planned out like during the month and see how that goes. And maybe eventually get into doing days.
Are you going to do like time by time?
No.
Or are you just going to like... Yeah, I don't really know if I like the time by time. I feel
it
like that kind
pressure.
Of... Yeah, I feel like it put on pressure. It put on like...
Because stuff can happen. Like you run into like issues in your day or something.
And then you're looking at the time like, oh my gosh, it's 2 o'clock and I'm not doing that next thing that I want to do. And it's just this constant. It's just too much. I agree. I've been finding a lot more freedom when I write down the things I want to do and not having like pressure towards when I need to get those things done.
See, I think that would come into play and be very, very helpful if you are... Maybe for your business.
Yeah.
Like if you are a full-time business owner, you need to do this by this time, this by this time, this by this time. That's a different story. But for personal life, maybe if you're like a daily person, I feel like you would be more of like a daily person. I need to write down my day to make sure I get all of this junk out of my head.
Yeah.
So I think maybe if you just write down a list, you know, and then you have what you need to do throughout the day, just mark it off whenever you get to it.
Yeah. Yeah, like
you're so free spirited.
Yeah, and today, I mean, like I said, I wrote down all my stuff, and it helped so much. Like right away when I did that, I was like, "Oh, I feel like I can breathe now. Like I can let it leave my brain because it's on paper and pen."
It does.
Highly recommend.
It lifts off a weight. Yeah, it really, really does.
But like I was saying before this, because after this, you know, I'm probably just gonna be chilling for the rest of the night, and I was just thinking, I was like, I haven't finished my list today, but I can let that you know, give me pressure, I can let that kind of stress me out, or I can just like let go and be like, it's okay. Like there's always, you know, when I wake up tomorrow, that can just be on the list tomorrow. Like it's not that big of a deal. I think I came across this one business girl on Instagram and it helped me a lot. She like writes down everything she needs to get done for that day and she'll circle the high priorities. So she'll like write it all down. Then she'll go in and like circle everything that's like high priority. So she might have this huge list and she's like, okay, really, like this is really what I need to get done today. Mm-hmm. So she'll write that down. And then if she has time to get to the other stuff, she will. But what is your high priority that day? Maybe doing the laundry isn't the priority today to get to. You know, maybe that needs to just be tomorrow and that's okay. I think sometimes we'll be like, oh my gosh, like I didn't get to put the clothes away, but there's this project that you really need to get done. So that's where I sacrificed the laundry. And I was just like, you know what? I need to finish this project because it needs to get done. So yeah. I'm going to use this next 30 minutes to do my project that I need to do before we record instead of folding the laundry. That sometimes that happens and that is okay. I think we get too hard on ourselves sometimes with like cleaning and I'm still learning when it comes to my cleaning schedule, what that looks like. So
it's all good. Figuring it out. But I mean, it's just like anything else. You know, when you try to start something new, having like the consistency and maybe when you start like doing this scheduling thing, or if you were to start, if you're listening or you're thinking about trying this, maybe you want to test it out, you're going to see the immediate benefit of the writing it down, planning it out, knowing what you're doing that day or that week, whatever it may be. But it may even be just building up that discipline to do it over and over and over again. And maybe that's where I failed, because I did see the benefits of it. I did see like this is very, very helpful for me in my days. I feel more efficient. I feel like I'm doing a lot more stuff through the day. But I don't think I built up the discipline to keep that going. So eventually it just kind of faded away. And then now it's like, okay, I don't even remember when I stopped doing that. But I know I'm scrambled again. So yeah. I need to start doing it again. So I think I need to build that muscle. I think I need to build the muscle of like just the consistency of it.
And I like how you're looking at it in a positive way instead of having the mentality and being like, oh, what's wrong with me? Like, how come I couldn't have, you know, kept that up? Instead, you're learning from it. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I don't know what all those quotes are that you hear out there about failure, but, you know, failure could be a good thing because you're looking at it and you're just learning from it. You're not taking it as a... like you're defeated and oh my gosh, you're taking it as in, okay, this is my time to rise up. It's my time to learn from that situation and move forward and do 1% better than I did yesterday.
You know, it's very interesting, the concept of time. You know, when you really think about it, God gave us the gift of time and it's up to us to steward it well. You know, he gave us this gift just like any other gift that he gives. So it's up to us to steward our time well. You know, we can steward it poorly, we can manage it poorly, or we can manage it well and excel at it because it's a gift.
Yeah.
You know, and it's interesting to me how the time spectrum works for us and the time spectrum works for God, because we work on a linear timeline, you know, back and forth. We're either in the past or we're either in the future or in the present. You know, it's always on a straight line. But, and then that's why we, you know, we get so, I guess you could say, caught up in the idea of like, where is God? Like, why is he taking so long? I haven't seen anything happen in so long. All of this time has gone by that is on my time spectrum, you know, because I'm moving on the linear time spectrum. But God moves on all spectrums of time. It's a whole circle. We can go up, down, sideways, in and out. The whole thing, you know, so our spectrum, our idea of time is completely different from God's time. So that's why people always say, you know, like it's God's timing. You know, that's not just saying like it's God's timing on our timing, but it's literally God's timing. Like, we have to understand like that scripture that says, my ways are higher than your ways, or my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, and my ways are higher than your ways. That's literally, I mean, it's not just a saying. You know, God's ways are literally higher than our ways. We can only understand so much because we only see what we see in the physical realm. But God has that spectrum up there, whatever he's working on, that we would not understand. But it's pretty crazy to think about that. It kind of blows my mind. It's one of those like things where I think about it so much, and there's like a certain point where I get to, I'm just like, okay, I don't understand now. Yeah. I can't even go further than this thought.
Wow. Yeah. Like you're understanding, like you just can't fully comprehend the time, mm-hmm. like God's timing. It's hard to even fully comprehend time on its own, like from our own knowledge. It's just like, wow. And I was sitting in the car, and I just, because I was getting kind of spiraled up, and I don't think this day that I wrote down my list and stuff, and I literally just stopped. I'm like, God, I just want to thank you for time. Like I literally, and this is before I even knew we were going to speak anything about this. I was just like, God, I just want to thank you for time, because you've gifted us more than enough time. Mm-hmm. And I think we get so caught up in saying, oh, I don't have enough time to do this. You know, I don't have enough time. I'm so busy. And it's just like, I want to stop thinking that way. No, God, you gave me enough time in the day to do these things. Mm-hmm. And there's always grace to go into the next day. And so I'm a big believer in, if you just work 1% towards that one thing, even if it's 10 minutes of your time of investing in that one thing you want to do, 10 minutes of reading, 10 minutes of journaling, 10 minutes of practicing that song, 10 minutes of learning that next instrument, whatever, like just 10 minutes. Like, think about that. Think about how fast 10 minutes goes. Yeah. 10 minutes goes by like as quickly as you walking from the kitchen to your room and back. Sometimes it's like, oh, it's 10 minutes.
Shoot, I wish it took that long.
Well, like sometimes it could, right? Like you're in the kitchen and then you're getting all distracted over here, and then you're over here, and then you're over here, and then you come back and it's like 10 minutes later. Like, where did that time go? So mm-hmm. I think that's when we just stop with the being everywhere and just think, like, where's your time going? Like, we have enough time. It's just, where's your time going? And so I'm just trying to look at it from that perspective for myself.
Yeah, man, I can't express this enough, using that term, that I don't have enough time in the day, or there's not enough time for me to do that in the day, or I'm too busy for that. Such a poor use of words. And people that are listening, I hope you don't get offended by that, but that is such a poor use of words, because there is so much, there is enough time in the day. There's so much time in the day that you could accomplish so many different things. And like we're talking about us personally, we're about to start, you know, writing things down during the day and during the week, so we can be more productive in getting things done like that and have our days stretched out to where they need to be.
Yeah.
So we're not saying like, oh, I don't have enough time in the day.
And we need to hold each other accountable. So maybe if you need somebody to hold you accountable, because I'm sure if you've listened to our Way in the Beginning episodes, we've mentioned this before. Mm-hmm. And for us, or I can speak for myself, I have been consistent with my daily writings, but mm-hmm. there are some days where I don't, and it's just not the best day. Like, I feel like I could have gotten way more done. And I, even if I have gotten a lot done, I feel like I would feel a lot better looking at my list and saying, oh, wow, like I did have a very productive day, instead of thinking, oh, I need to do the next thing. I feel like I always need to accomplish something. Instead, I can stop and be like, wow, like I really did accomplish. I did go 1% better in this area, and I did finish this, and I did work towards this, and I put thought into this. And mm-hmm. even if it's just sitting down and putting thought into your next thing that you want to start, that is stewarding your time well, because you're not being distracted with everything else. You're sitting down and you're putting thought into the next thing.
Having that daily schedule, or weekly schedule, monthly schedule, whatever it may be, it's setting that pressure on you personally. Like, if you are wanting to do something every single day, whether it's working out, reading, spending time with God, if you want to like prioritize something in your life and you write it down, then you have that in the back of your head, like you wrote that down for your today. So now if you don't get around to it, it's gonna have that, you know, like, okay, I didn't get around to that. Like, that's something that I want to make a priority. That's something that I really, really want to do during the day, or start doing during the day. So if you keep putting that on your priority list of what you're gonna do for the day, that's gonna help you. Like, in the long run, that's really, really gonna help you, because you're getting that personal pressure on you, you know, and it's a healthy pressure. I mean, you're doing it to yourself. So it's, yeah.
Yeah. And also, if you think about the athlete that has to wake up in the morning and set his alarm, and he really does not want to wake up at 5 a.m. to go practice, but he's not letting his emotions dictate getting up early. Yeah. Like he's pressing through those feelings because he knows that he needs to go practice and he gets on the other side.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at it in this situation right here where if you are the type of person that has time in the morning where you can wake up earlier than you are, get up earlier. Get up earlier no matter what you're feeling. Get up earlier and do those things because today, like I gave myself grace today that I didn't get to the other things I want to do today because I slept in later than I really would ever usually sleep in. It was 10. That doesn't usually happen. I'm usually, like on a weekend, I'm usually up at like 8 the latest. Yeah. If I'm up past 8, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's late. And I'm thankful for that because I used to not be like that, but now I am. Because I feel like the day is just getting ahead of me because that's that time. That's that precious time.
Bro, you would sleep forever.
I used to. Yeah, I used to. I used to like sleep for, like I would love sleep so much where I would rather just dream and sleep. But yeah. You know, since I haven't been feeling good, I gave myself that time. Like, no, my body really needs to rest. So it is okay for me. Like I literally slept until my body was like, okay, that's enough. Like it really was not letting me anymore. I was like, okay, I'm getting up now.
Yeah, I know you need to rest. And
so that's why I gave myself that grace.
Yeah.
But I'm just bringing that up because bringing up the athlete, like think about the athlete having to wake up and be dedicated to practice and dedicated to working out and working towards that goal so they can do a good job and build their body, make it stronger and make these daily habits and stuff. Like you can do the same thing for you too. If you really feel like you're not having enough time in your day because you have a lot on your plate, wake up early and give yourself that time or end your nights early. Like what I'm saying is don't end your nights every night watching TV. Like this is something that him and I recently discussed was maybe we should start because there was a season where we barely ever watched TV. I remember that, and that was really awesome. And then
it was when we bought our TV. We bought the TV and we didn't even watch TV.
Yeah, so. We like barely ever watched TV,
but now we have it, so we're just like
we watch our shows, watch our movies. But I told him, I was like, okay, since there's a lot that we are doing and want to do, we should start, you know, using our nights differently. And that's, and just look at it like maybe 3 nights a week, I'm going to watch TV and 2 nights a week, you know, be real with yourself and then stick to it too. Like, or even if you want to just start with 1 night a week of not watching TV, 1 night a week, we're going to end our nights eating dinner at the dining table. And then we're going to go work on our stuff every single Tuesday. You know, for the month of February. And then after the end of February, we'll come back together and say, okay, how do we feel about that? Do you want to add on an extra day or do you think 1 day was good enough? So just start a little bit at a time. But I think that's stewarding well. If you want to add anything to that.
We need to have a day where we just sit down and do our finances either way. Because that's something that we don't have set aside right now. So that is something, you know, after tomorrow, we're going to have a better picture of like what our month and week is going to look like. So we'll see about that.
Yeah.
Maybe we can pick a day as well to do that. I think that would be good as well. It's really going to have to happen either way because like I said earlier, I'm about to start my other business. So I'm going to have to put some nights away where I'm not watching TV. I've sacrificed some nights, you know, so that and that's cool. I'm willing to do that. I think that's part of saying yes over what your body wants, just like the athlete. And I've been there. I know what that feels like, waking up at 4 a.m. to go to practice at 4:30, you know, like to be on the field. But yeah, it's really building that strong mentality, that strong will to be able to say yes over your body saying, please no. Like, yeah. I don't want to do that.
Like, you just want to chill and relax at the end of the night. And we've had nights where we would end our nights reading or something like that. And it feels good. Like, it really does feel good.
You go to sleep a lot faster.
So I need to like remember that. Like, yeah, because you're not spending the last 30 minutes or you're really not supposed to be on a screen 30 minutes to an hour before you go to sleep because your brain.
I feel the difference too.
Yeah, your brain is like in the blue light and it's the whole thing and your nervous system is up and it's just like, whoa. So if you take 30 minutes to an hour without any screen time at all, you will sleep so good.
Yeah.
And I really wish I would want to do that more, but I enjoy watching TV. I think we all do. But I think that's something that I can just start telling myself, like give myself a brain, like remember what that feels like.
Yeah.
Remember, you love it. Start doing it more. But one thing I really wanted to add was because this was coming to me because I was reading Crazy Faith by Mike Todd.
Such a good book.
Yeah, and he was talking about faithfulness. And it was coming to me right now since we're talking about time and being faithful with your time. So it's like having that mentality when you are making your schedule and you are managing and you're looking at your things, like you are being faithful to do that in the first place. And I feel like that's such a good feeling to have, you know, just being faithful. Like that's all you need.
Just stewarding it well.
Yeah.
Knowing that you're stewarding it well. That's a good feeling. And it's a very rewarding thing to do the right things and have things in place, have things in order, have things organized to your best accommodation, whatever it works best for you, and to reap the benefit of just stewarding well. It's a gift that people do not really talk about much, but
it feels amazing.
It's a really, really good reward back. I mean, just like that feeling of cleaning the kitchen, cleaning the room, getting things done around the house. That rewarding feeling, it's just that. And it's a great, great gift to feel, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, with that, we're going to close out this episode. I think this was a really, really cool talk. Something that we're going through personally.
Yeah.
You know, so it was very personal. I think this was good. I think this is going to really put on the pressure to start managing our time. Just us putting it out there and mentioning that this is something that we're going to be doing. I want to leave you guys with, God has gifted us time, so steward it well. Steward the gift well. And with that, we will see you guys next week. Come tune in next week. We are actually going to be talking about dreams.
Ooh.
So come in and be ready for that. It's going to be a very informational one. So Maybe you want to have a pen or something to take notes on. But until then, we will see you guys next week. See things from a higher view. And we love you guys. Peace out.
See you next week.